Blog Talk Radio.
Dance. Shut that down the best way I could because my other computer just died.
Oh no,
man, she is persnickety. What's wrong with you, Frankie?
I don't know, but I do get a kick out of it that our computers are named similar. So
what's yours name?
Mine is Frank and Fred.
Frankenstein, but let's call her Frankie.
Frankenstein. Yeah, mine is Frank and Fred.
Frankie is temperamental. I mean, really temperamental. She is not having a good day.
I've been that way recently. I'm so afraid that it's my graphics card starting to go. And
I would prefer it was a graphics card, not the hard drive, personally.
This is true. I would lose a lot of stuff if it were the hard drive.
But then again, oh well. It's gone, it's gone. What can I do?
I would cry. I've got so much stuff. You know what? I should probably transfer a bit.
Like, I'm scaring everybody.
You are. Because I'm thinking, you know, every article I've ever written is saved to my hard drive. Every article.
Well, I think I've moved most of the stuff I want to keep onto another hard drive. My issue now is I have no Windows XP disk, thank you, to the person who decided to take it. So that's why I cannot, I believe there's a bad block on the hard drive, and I can't fix it because I don't have that disk. So, which is causing all kinds of random craziness.
You know,
so
I
got
have
no
a
idea.
Windows XP lying around somewhere. Let me look.
Yeah.
If I do, I will send it to you.
I would be ever so grateful. Until
I
then, I'm just...
Maybe.
I would be so grateful. I would be so happy.
Yeah. I don't know if I do, but I might.
You can't find them anywhere. When I went looking for one yesterday, every I found one was like, oh, we'll sell it to you, $200. I was like, I might as well buy Windows.
$200? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry, yeah. I stopped myself.
Yeah, everywhere I went because, you know, a lot of us are still running XP because we're like, you know, if it's fine, it's fine. I'm not having any issues with it, so why do I need to upgrade this Windows 7? I know, you know, we're about to be two or three generations behind, but who cares? It's working fine for me. And a lot of people, I know people that are still running Windows 98 because it's working.
Wow, Windows 98, are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. It works just fine for them, and they're like, there is no point in trying to keep up with the Joneses, because you know how...
Are you able to play video games? Anything?
With a lot of finagling, I imagine you can.
Wow.
And you remember Windows releases their little hot fixes and things, so it still works.
Yeah, they stopped supporting Windows 98 back in 2000.
Girl, you know what? Here's the rub, and a lot of you out here may not know that. Just because you bought Windows and they say supporting, that doesn't mean you call, they're going to help you. They're still going to send you to somebody. They're not going to sit on the phone with you and say, oh, you bought Windows, let me help you. You have to actually pay for support still, even if you bought Windows.
Yes.
So it does not matter if they're supporting it or not. If you can fix it yourself or you can find somebody that's going to keep it running, then you do so. So it doesn't make a difference which one you have, honestly. Other than, you know, it might be a little bit of difficulty gaming, but... It works. I personally think I sold my computer that had Windows 98 some years ago to a friend of mine. And I got to, after that, I had ME, which was horrible. And then I skipped 2000, went straight to XP. And I've kept it for a while. I have a computer here that has 7 on it, but I actually checked. This is the thing that killed me. When I went to take it to get fixed over the weekend, I went to Office Depot. And Office Depot... for they're starting to offer tech services are not for techie people out there. Don't let them get you to come in there. The Office Depot looks they offer, not for you, you are extremely techie, meaning you know that if you put two different sticks of memory in your Windows XP, that XP is not going to recognize one of them. These are things that the techie people know, little details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm standing there talking to the girl, and she's like, you know, you probably just need to put some more memory in it, and you could put like a 3 over here, or you know, a 4 gig in this slot, and a 2. And I said, Windows XP does not recognize that. She's like, oh, you really are techie. Damn straight I am. I just came here because you got better tools than I do about diagnosing my computer. If you just tell me what's wrong, I can go home and fix it. I don't really need you to do anything.
Then
but
why was she telling you that?
Because just testing to see if I was who I said I was. So that happens, sadly.
Yeah.
So those of you who are extremely techie, you probably don't want to go to Office Depot. They don't even sell power supplies at Office Depot. So whatever it is.
No, they don't sell anything there. I think maybe I picked up a graphics card and a sound card from there once.
I didn't see any in there, and I walked around looking just to see if, you know, if I had to grab something to replace one thing or another, and no.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is those people in your life that are not techie, that have gotten a virus or things like that, and they're asking you to fix it, you send them to Office Depot because that's what they do.
Yeah, do not send them to Best Buy. Do not do it.
Yeah, that will completely mess them up. They won't know what to do. How, you know, when they leave, they'll be confused. So you take them to Office Depot, they'll have their computer back the next day because they do guarantee 24-hour turnaround time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Grandma, who's who's got issues seeing her, whatever's going on with her computer, it's good for her to go to Office Depot. You can send her there from afar. You know, Grandma, you go. I'm not going to go. But you don't want to go there if you're techie. You can't. And they were trying to sell me a gaming computer. We got some great stuff in the back. And I was like, no, you don't. This is Office Depot. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, your computer's, you know, how long ago did you build this? That's 2 years ago. She's like, oh, it's probably behind specs. No, it's not. Well, why did you build it yourself? Why did you just get an R8? Because I want specific things in it. And it was
exactly.
A good.
Exactly. And it's so much cheaper to build it yourself.
That, and it's still, I'm still above specs for, what, about 80% of games that are being released now? I'm still above
yeah.
specs, not behind. I'm still above what's required to run most games. And this was I built 2 years ago.
Exactly.
I said, so, no, I don't need you. I don't need your gaming computer. It's not right. Well, I do need a Windows XP disk to fix it. Oh, and that's the other thing she tried to tell me. Boy, I don't think your computer can run Windows 7. And I said, yes, it can. I'm above specs for Windows 7 even. I just didn't upgrade. Didn't feel like it. And I'm
I have loved my Windows 7. I have had no issues with Windows 7.
I do like it. There's a HP sitting beside me that's brand new that has Windows 7 on it, and it's nice. It's very nice, Windows 7. I'm thinking about upgrading, but I'm still probably going to have to go get a disk because I'm probably going to pull a Ginger and just wipe the whole hard drive and be like, whatever programs I don't have, I just have to find them again and deal with the loss.
Yeah.
And I got a closet full of hard drives. That's what I told the girl. She's like, well, maybe you need a new hard drive. Girl, I got a closet full of hard drives. What? I got a closet full of power supplies, whatever. What is it that I need to have? Because I got it. No problem. So you out there, do not go to Office Depot if you're techie. If it's an emergency and you really don't have time to fix it, or you got a virus, you really don't have time to run scan, then you drop it off and then go from there. Otherwise, no. Don't do it. Tons of news, though. We need to get onto the news. I've given my review of Office
Depot. We do. Before we actually get too far into the news, I do have to talk about this. For you people who read Control-Alt-Delete, please head over there and check out, actually, I think it came out yesterday, yesterday's comic, One of Us, talking about joining the guild of most MMOs. I like to stab things. Want us too? Welcome aboard. Joining a corporation in EVE Online. The guy's in the chair. He looks like he's set up with like and it's awesome. But yeah, they have like the whole, there's an application booklet, samples of blood, all kinds of fun stuff, 30-page thesis on the meaning of the word D. Yeah, this just makes me want to play EVE Online that much more. Because, yeah, getting to be a complete, it's daytime, I can't say the words that are going through my head. Being able to be evil, just pure evil.
You know, we talk about this all the time at night. Eve is not for you light players. If you play a WoW, you cannot handle Eve. If you cannot, it's very much like Fallen Earth and how intricate it is. There's too much. Somebody like me, I love it, but I don't have the time to really sit and get into it. But when I do. When it comes this time, winter this year, oh, I am so all up in the Eve business, I'm telling you. I'm going to sit and just go over it and learn everything. And I'm going to be free free range eagles. You playing with me, you never know, I might just stab you in the back and just keep rolling. Blow up your ship. We'll be in a team together, and you'll be like, get that uranium. I'll be like, oh, really? Boom. Oh, your ship exploded. I got it.
All your uranium belongs to me.
And then I will leave you there. Drop your team. And if you start whining to me, I'm going to block you. You better message me and laugh and be like, girl, you are nuts. You can get me back. I don't mind. I'm just going to laugh. That's fun to me. I love that.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. We have all kinds of fun stuff that is going on today. I just don't even know where I want. Oh, I do know where I want to start. Or did you want to start?
You can go.
All right. I have to do this because I was afraid Corey was going to steal it. Two WolfSec members plead guilty to charges in the UK.
Really, Lil?
Yeah. Two British admitted to being part of the hacktivist group LulzSec and to committing various acts of hacking against high-profile targets in a British court today. Ryan Cleary pled guilty to hacking charges to being a member of LulzSec. Jake Davis also admitted to attacking the serious organized crime agency SOCA in the UK. The two men entered a plea of guilty earlier today, while two others, Ryan Aykroyd and an unnamed 17-year-old, denied the charges. The trial related to these charges won't take place until April 2013. These charges do not include offenses that took place against targets in the United States. That's a whole other rodeo. Ryan clearly has been charged by U.S. law enforcement for his part in the DDoS attack and hacking into computers owned by Fox, Sony, PCS, and other companies, but the court has yet to decide if it wants to go through the process of extraditing him. Chances are they will do just that at some point. LulzSec, I'm so sorry. You know what? Y'all did this, and you did it for the lulz, and now you got to pay for it, and I'm sorry.
Honestly, I hate that they call themselves a hacktivist group because they aren't really. They were not doing anything that was...
No, they were not a hacktivist group. They were just doing it just for the lulz, just like they said. Yeah. They weren't doing it for any kind of political reason. That would make you a hacktivist group. Bad. You were just doing it just to be jerks.
Pretty much. And we are not amused.
No. Well, I was a little bit amused, but I knew you were going to end up getting your pee-pee smack, so...
Ginger May.
What
is with you and the pee-pee smacking? Do we get you some help?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
As you.
Not going to help you. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not going to help you, Ginger. Okay. I am happy to report, though, I have narrowed down what is wrong with Frankie. Now I just need to get her fixed. Some of it has to do with Apple. Apple? Abby's not happy with you.
What'd they do?
I don't know, but it's something on my computer from Apple. That's causing issues, and I don't know why it's on here. So, Apple, I will sue. You heard it on air here first. Call my lawyer after the show. You know what? The funny thing is I could get away with that if I was. All right, so I want to mention quickly one of people that are really close and near dear to my heart. They have no idea that they are. It's GameTrailers.com, because way back in the day, they did this whole – thing on women gamers out at E3. If you surf around the internet, of course, you can find the video. I would tell you to go to our YouTube channel, but YouTube told me I can't put up a video with myself in it. I don't know why, but we
can. That is dumb.
It's dumb. I have written to them on and off. I keep putting up the thing, and they keep taking it down. So I don't know if it will stay up at Game Trailers, but right now they are currently doing the same thing we're doing, which is rebuilding their site from the ground up. Now, you can go over and check out their page. I think they're done. Looks like they're pretty much done. But beautiful, go and give them some love and support. Tell them that we sent you over. Not like they really need the support, but just tell them that we sent you. Because they are an awesome bunch over at Game Trailers. And they make good t-shirts. I got a t-shirt from them I've had for years, and it looks brand new. And I'm telling you, I wear it for everything. I'm mowing the lawn, painting stuff. So, hey, you get free clothes, and it's not, you know what? Actually, I could dress it up. Put a nice belt. And some heels? Oh, I can work that. Anyway,
See, and this is why they call us fashionistas.
Pixinistas, darling. Pixinistas. So, yeah, make sure you go over and check them out, their new site. It looks absolutely awesome. They did a good job. It's a little data heavy, so I'm going to say, girls, you're probably going to be a little overwhelmed when you go to look at it, but guys will love it. Love it. It's a lot of stuff on the front page. But tell them we sent you. We love it. Anyway, not what I want to talk about.
Not what you want to talk about. What do you want?
I want to talk about the fact that some things going on at Star Wars Old Republic that the EA UK sent over to us.
Oh, like what? Are these good things or bad things?
I don't know. Is this an update? But they, people may be happy. BioWare and LucasArts have announced today that the latest free game update, I want to specify that it's free, for the award-winning MMO. Who gave them an award? Star Wars The Old Republic.
I think they got one at last year's E3, didn't they?
I don't know. But this is update 1.3 called Allies.
Okay.
Is now available. Allies delivers many of the game's features that you all have been begging and griping about, including Group Finder, ranked PvP war zones, adaptive gear, new enhancements to the legacy system, and more. Matthew Bromberg, who's the general manager of BioWare up in Austin, Texas, says, "We are living up to our commitment in setting a new bar for what players should expect from a premium MMO service. 6 months made game updates that have added new content and game features that had addressed the feedback from our fans, and we are just getting started. By the end of this year, we're adding more war zones, more flashpoints, more operations, more updates to the legacy system, new companions, storylines, and more. We're very excited about the future." Congratulations to you guys. Very excited to see. Well, I'm not excited to see anything. I'm not doing Star Wars this time. I'm still mad that they got rid of the other one. I actually like that one.
Yeah.
I did. I love that game.
Corey, there's a new game for you.
I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Frankie is not cooperating.
It's got the word tycoon in it.
What? Huh? What?
A new MMORPG, Rise of the Tycoon, American Dream.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Alina Digital, a Canadian software company, is thrilled to announce our newest MMO social gaming project, Rise of the Tycoon, American Dream. Alina Digital is developing a revolutionary new intellectual MMO called Rise of the Tycoon. Rise of the Tycoon blends political and economic strategy with social networking into a gamified social network that will appeal to mature gamers. The only MMO game in development that realistically simulates the business and political structures of North America, Rise of the Tycoon is an intellectual game where players use their wit and wisdom to live out political or economic fantasies while interacting with real people. Ample social maturity is required to build relationships in the game that increases one's power and influence. The success of one group of players is dependent on the success of others. All right, so what do we got? We got some gameplay here. Players choose to play the roles of businessmen or politician and build their wealth and influence accordingly. Like in Western democracies, politicians need to obtain the popular vote to be elected to the highest office, and businessmen need to build successful ventures. Businessmen can invest in politicians that will support their projects. Politicians can befriend influential industry leaders and tap into their networks for social support. Relaxed social play is also permitted and encouraged. There will be an in-game chatting feature as well as entertaining web video reports. Rise of the Tycoon's innovative blending of social interaction and intellectual strategy is sure to attract many passionate and dedicated users. All right, looks like they do have a Kickstarter fund, and I've got all the fun links to that. And I want to say, I actually put a video? Thought I put a video. No, I didn't put a video. Anyways, this is up on GameAndAtrix.com this morning. Head over there, check it out. Do it. Do it now.
Speaking of virus business, and those of you who who think, I have an Apple. You know how many times I hear that? I have an iMac, or I have an AirBook. I am immune to viruses. We keep telling you, no. Change to the message about virus vulnerability on Apple's website has sparked some widespread debate over whether the manufacturer has made a tacit statement about potential dangers to users of its machines. Up until recently, Apple had always proudly displayed a message proclaiming that its Mac machine family doesn't get PC viruses. Now that message has been replaced with one that simply states that the hardware is built to be safe. According to GI.biz this morning and the New York Times, reports are surfacing saying that antivirus manufacturers have pounced on this as a way to open up a valuable new market of paranoid users, whilst many analysts have pointed out that whilst Apple Macs are no longer considered invulnerable, they are far less likely to contract the virus, but you still have a chance of getting one. The change comes after a recent spate of infections from a piece of malware known as Flashback, which hit half a million Macs last April, worming its way onto systems via a vulnerability in Java software, which required no clicking of links or confirmations to install. In fact, you may have it right now. You have Whilst that infection was quickly controlled with a simple patch, cutting infected numbers by over two-thirds in a fortnight, public perception of Apple's claims of immunity was damaged. Apple's new statement is thought to be the first step in increasing acceptance of the danger of malicious code to its users. Antivirus manufacturer Sophos' Graham Cluley said that he views changes in the messages pushed out by their marketing department as some important baby steps. Let's hope more Apple Mac owners are also learning to take important security steps, such as installing antivirus protection. Rich Mogul, who's the founder of Securiosis, disagrees. He said 2 issues in 2 years is relatively minor compared to what happens in the Windows world. Wow. Dumb. Mogul told the New York Times, antivirus companies in particular can be pretty deceptive. They have been marketing Apple's immunity far more than Apple has, and they are far more vulnerable. I no longer put stock in it. A large part of the reason that Apple had for so long been untracked by viruses was relatively small market share, which is what we told you. PCs were simply a bigger target. Now with Apple's numbers skyrocketing, hackers' attentions are being increasingly turned towards Apple. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what we've been saying here. The more games you all put on the Mac, where games go, the hackers follow. They're coming over to the Macs, and they're going to start putting things out. Sorry. You know, I shouldn't say hackers. What is it? What do you call these people? Because actually, some hackers actually have ethics. They would never do anything like this. They're just they just want to take apart the software, pretty much like I like taking apart things and and putting them back together.
I just like to, you know, take it apart and put it back together and see how it works. Like Corey always asking me, let me take apart your baby.
I got my own baby. Of course, I haven't taken her apart yet. I did take her foot off one day, but that was an accident.
How'd you take her foot off?
I will not be telling you how I took her foot off on the air.
All right.
I don't want that girl. I don't want the developer to kill me. You know, what's her name that makes the babies? Carrie, is it?
Carrie something or other.
Yeah, I don't want Carrie. I want Carrie coming after me. That's a powerful woman. I really don't want her coming after me. Because I figured out how to take this one.
She has grown her industry, her little empire, quite well.
Amazing, amazing woman.
Yes. All right. So, Dutch government puts their foot down to ACTA, says, oh, no. We will not ratify ACTA, even if approved by the European Parliament. No matter what happens in the European Parliament next month with the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, ACTA, the Dutch government said today that it will not ratify the treaty. Last week, a fifth European committee, the Committee on the International Trade, voted to recommend that the treaty be rejected by the full parliament when it votes on it in the first week of July. But that matters not a lick to the Netherlands either way. Economic Affairs Minister Maxime Verhagen and Justice Minister Frans Steven told MPs in a briefing on Monday that their government has no plans on supporting this treaty. The government has taken the standpoint that it will not sign until it has been indisputably shown to be in line with the Constitution. ACTA has been rejected by 5 European Parliament committees so far: the Committee on International Trade, the Development Committee, the Civil Liberties Committee, Industry Committee, and Legal Affairs Committee. So you know what, ACTA? I don't think you're going to pass. So na 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 na. Yeah, all right. I totally did the dance, and you missed it.
I'm over here cracking up laughing and talking to you, Ginger. That's not nice.
Since when was Ginger ever nice?
Here's an exclusive. Well, it's not a story. Just a bit of gossip to share with you. Did you know that Xfinity, aka Comcast, aka Roadrunner, now offers Skype as part of their packaging?
Really?
Yes. This seeing ads for this a couple of days ago. Meant to tell you guys yesterday because I saw it over the weekend. Now, here's what you need to be paying attention to that you didn't hear in what I just said. Who owns Skype now?
Microsoft?
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, and what's made its way onto our Xbox?
Skype?
Not just Skype, but also HBO Go. There is something going on with Microsoft, Xfinity, and all this business. Something's going on. There's going to be some type of merger. Remember, Microsoft is trying to position itself to be the next big entertainment. The Xbox be the next big entertainment thing. Something's going on. I would say by the end of this year, beginning of next year, start looking at hearing things about merging Microsoft and Xfinity. And if they do that, we're all screwed. We're all in trouble. You won't get your cable from Microsoft. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Hmm. got. There's a fly in here. So, Fruit Path Factory presents the first look at Japanese indie game War of the Human Tanks. Is this anything like War, like Human Centipede? Because if it is, I don't want to play. Independent game localization company Fruit Path Factory is proud to reveal the first teaser trailer of their upcoming tactical simulation game War of the Human Tanks. The well-known Japanese title has been localized for English-speaking audiences everywhere for the first time. Now, what I want to know is it done well? Anyways, War of the Human Tanks series pits the group of human tank commanded by the player against the opposing commanding officers and their forces in a campaign fought on a series of grid-based maps. I'm going to say no, it's not translated very well, people. Anyways, we got a couple of features here. Fast-paced strategic battles, branching multi-ended storyline, delicious humor, uses resources earned from battles to develop new tanks, customize your tanks with various modules to deadly effect, multiple endings based on your performance, replay the story keeping your previously earned units and resources, free battle mode to practice and gather extra supplies. All right, so I've got the trailer up on GameMatrix.com this morning, so head over there and check out. Do it. You know you want to.
I got an interesting question for you.
What?
Or actually, an interesting statement. Chrome versus Minecraft. That's not two things you expect to hear.
How do those even compete?
Google and Lego have teamed up to create Build, a world where users can construct whatever they can imagine with Lego blocks.
You already had Legos online, and you shut it down.
Okay.
It failed.
Yes, that was before Minecraft came about. But anyway, over the last few months, according to Lachlan McGrath, said they've been working with Lego Australia, thinking about what would happen if we brought the bricks to a browser. According to VentureBeat, Build is the result of their latest Chrome experiment, which lets you explore and build a new world of Lego creations together online. With 8 trillion bricks, think of Build as the largest Lego set you've ever seen, or basically a ripoff of Minecraft. McGrath further explains that the technology to accomplish this experimental project would not have been possible just a few years back. And, of course, after a brief run with the service, it's supposed to be absolutely awesome. You can build whatever you're thinking of. You can see other people's creations from around Australia and New Zealand. I don't know if it's come here yet, but hopefully the Google team will expand the entire world, which, of course, will mean Minecraft is going to have some competition. We're supposed to add more types of blocks. But you can build it in your browser. And as far as I know, you don't have to download anything like you do with Minecraft. And they're creating the stuff. So what happens when they basically go full Minecraft and say, here, go ahead and create your blocks? Ginger, you're muted.
Because I know in Minecraft you have to actually go farm things to make your blocks and this and the other.
Yeah, they're testing the waters, is what I say Google said. And this is not even a fight. This is Godzilla and an ant. Although Minecraft is doing well, you all don't have that kind of power.
But they've got such a following.
But now keep in mind, the following is great, but how loyal are your people when they're at work and they really want to play their Minecraft and they can't, but they can play this at work via their browser without, as far as I can tell, without downloading a single solitary thing?
This is true. But I'm going to say that, what is his name? Oh, well, the guy from Minecraft is going to overcome this very quickly.
He's going to have to. I don't even know if he's watching because this is kind of under the radar. And even if you read it, you find a couple of articles online, nobody's making mention that this is very similar to Minecraft.
That's true.
So which means they're not going to catch it either. So now that you know, anybody out there playing Minecraft, you might want to give these guys a heads up. Say, look.
Yeah, because I love Google, and I want Google to take over the world, but Minecraft is awesome. So let's not And what happened to, Google, come on. You do not need to be copycatting everybody else. You definitely do not need to be copying everybody else. You've got your own deep end of the pool that nobody else can even get into.
Yeah. You pretty much do run the world. Even though Mark Zuckerberg is saying you're not competition, what happens if you tell people, by the way, when you're using Chrome, we're going to make Facebook look messed up. we're just going to open up all the security. You can use it. We're not going to stop you from going to Facebook via your Chrome. But if you do, all your information will be out there.
Mm-hmm.
What if they just started playing dirty like that? What exactly
That's
would you do,
true.
Facebook? You don't have your own browser. You are software on the web.
I don't think I would want to use a Facebook browser. Can you imagine the train wreck that would be? Oh, my God. The security issues and the pop-ups and the... No. See, it's bad enough. Because I've got people from my regular Game Matrix Facebook trying to friend me over on my...
Personal one.
Yeah, my personal one and now also the SL one. And it's like, no, look, people, I keep you all separated. You're in three different circles. But in Google Plus, I can actually have you in three different circles on one account.
Yeah, and not have to worry about it.
Yes, I don't have to have three different accounts for Google Plus.
Now, I think that people are like, oh, that's not possible. You know, Google would never do that. But I say given a little more time, they are going to start. All of them are going to start. I'm not even say no, because if you had said 10 years ago to people, oh, Facebook, I'm sorry, MySpace is not going to be the hotness. It's going to be some other thing. And you'd be like, no, Facebook will never die. Oh, by the way, there's also a service coming where you'll be able to share your thoughts at random with the world, just anything, Twitter. You would have said, no, that's not possible. So I don't really know. I'm thinking in a few years, people are going to start fighting dirty.
Yes, and for Google, it's going to be like them with a magnifying glass and the sun. And
yes, and to anybody. That's why their nemesis is not necessarily Facebook, but Microsoft. That's why they fight back and forth. Microsoft actually has a browser. And so that's their actual nemesis. Those are the people.
Of course, Microsoft's browser is complete crap.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Explorer, seriously, I never open you. I think I open you if I absolutely have to, and you're the last choice. You're my last resort.
It's good for troubleshooting things wrong with your computer, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Like, is my browser broken?
Yeah, let me check the IE. It don't look messed up in IE, but it'll work.
and that's the main thing. Everything is broken in IE. Nothing works right in IE. And it runs so slow.
You're making my skin crawl when you say that IE thing. My arm is itchy.
I'm sorry. All right. So we've got a couple of games today. Let me see what else we got. Hasta la Muerte. Hasta la Muerte, developed by Palm Studios and published by Bulky Pix, I'm probably saying this wrong, plays an emissary of death in this art game where no stone is left unturned in offering players a unique game experience. Sound effects, astonishing graphics, and a unique world that has to be experienced to be believed.
Are you being death? Are you getting to play death? Because I would like that.
I don't know. Your mission, accompany the souls of those for whom eternal rest has come and save them. Losing concentration for a second could spell disaster, because these souls, damned and inconsolable, will pursue you relentlessly all the way back to Limbo. Accessible to everyone, this survival platform offers frenetic chase-and-be-chased gameplay in the style of the famous Pac-Man. During your journey, you'll be aided by soul pets. These are souls that will give you their abilities, speed, stealth, protection, and many more. In addition to facilitating your mission, these abilities will allow you to return to already played levels in order to find additional bonuses and discover hidden treasures. All right, so what do we got? We've got 30 immersive levels and a uniquely designed 2D world, an innovative game experience for all ages. Meet the soul pets and utilize their specific powers to create new and to create new strategies and increase your score. Confront the enigmatic scientist and his bizarre creations, including the Mecha Angel, and there's also Game Center for sharing your high score. So, yes, this is called Hasta la Muerte, and it is by Bulky Pix, and it looks like it's for the iPhone and the iPad out the 5th of July. Yay! So I will not be playing this.
So I get to play Death?
You get to play Death, yes.
I think I want to play. I think some people need killing. Virtual people. Stop getting all, get your panties all in a twist.
Well, you know, that's debatable, but we just got prison for the hang on one there.
This is very true. All right, so there is a event for charity starting tomorrow. It is called PopCap Games World Record Event. PopCap Games, a division of EA and maker of some of the world's most popular video games, will stage a two-city marathon kicking off tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 2 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. It is expected to generate at least $90,000 for the leading water nonprofit organization, Charity Water. That's what it's called, water. The transatlantic event will establish new Guinness World Records mark for the longest video games marathon playing a card game. If one or both participants succeed in playing 24 or more consecutive hours of PopCap's largest hit social game, Solitaire Blitz. Solitaire Blitz players Kathleen Henkel and Laura Rich from Oakland, New Jersey. Hey, girls! And Cardiff, Wales, respectively, have utilized a unique pledge mechanism created for the occasion to garner tens of thousands of dollars in pledged charitable contributions from more than 1,400 people around the world. Combined with PopCap's own pledges of $5,000 per player, Ms. Henkel and Ms. Rich stand to raise over $90,000. The Guinness World Records Gamers Edition is packed full of gamers doing amazing things, so we're happy to hear of Laura and Kathleen taking on a challenge to play for over 30 hours, says Gaz Davis, gaming editor for Guinness World Records, and also who sent us copies. And no, Joe, I have not forgotten about your copy. I put it in the car yesterday. So now it's in the car. It's one step closer to you. A gaming marathon, of course, is a great test of personal stamina, and it'll be an incredible achievement if they make it to the end. Ms. Henkel will be playing Solitaire Blitz in a storefront operated by the Roger Smith Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, featuring floor-to-ceiling windows on both Lexington Avenue and 47th Street, while Ms. Rich will conduct her attempt at the Sea Life London Aquarium on the River Thames. Thames? Is it Thames? Somebody tell me. In London, is it Thames or Thames? Supporters are invited to stop by.
We're not quite sure what, but we know it's something.
It's a river, and it's in London. That's what I can tell you. Supporters are invited to stop by either location and cheer the players on, make an on-site contribution to Charity Water, and possibly receive one or more free items being given out at the event by PopCap representatives. Viewers will also be able to watch Kathleen and Laura as they take on the challenge, with the action being broadcast live through the official Solitaire Blitz live event page on Facebook. If you're not familiar with it, with Charity Water, it's a nonprofit organization bringing clean and safe drinking water to people in developed nations. They say they raise awareness about the 1 billion people living without life's most basic need and invite others to join in on their mission. Then they use 100% of the public donations to fund clean water solutions in areas of the greatest need. Listen to what I said. 100% of your donations go towards this charity. PopCap Games, of course, you know, is the leading publisher of casual video games. They're based in Seattle. They were founded in 2002. They were bought last year by EA. And their biggest franchise to date, of course, is Bejeweled, which has sold more than 50 million units. I don't think I've ever bought a Bejeweled, but I will tell you this much. If I start playing, that's pretty much the end of the day. I can't.
Yeah, as much as I knock it and laugh at people who play, I have played other versions of Bejeweled, and it is flipping addictive.
You're like, I need the blue one. Okay, blue. Okay, the clock is ticking. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I see one more blue one. And then when it stops,
and I will again. Yeah, and then I'll play again, and before you know it, like 3 hours is gone.
Fast.
Gone. I don't know where it went. I blinked, and it's just gone.
I knew there were going to be a problem. Them and there's a game AOL. They've since taken off of AOL Slingo. Oh, man. Don't play Slingo, Ginger. Don't do it. I'm just telling you now.
I won't be. I know SL has something like that, too.
Yes, they have a Slingo that's in Second Life. Some little developer genius managed to bring it in there, and don't do it. Don't.
I won't. Because I know I'd get addicted, and no.
That is your life just gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of my friends, and they've been trying to get me to play some card game. I can't think of the name of it.
Is it Greedy?
Greedy, yes. Oh,
same thing. Don't play Greedy.
I've managed to avoid it 2 years in, just about, and I've not played Greedy once.
Oh,
not once.
God. I sat, I think, for 3 hours one night playing Greedy, and I got so into it, I was not even talking, because the whole thing of it is supposed to be social, that you talk. You play. Focusing on my little domino pieces, going, no, y'all stop talking. I need to organize this.
That's all
are apparently not gamers. I am. I need a six, and I need 3 fives in a row. Come on.
That's hilarious.
Speed it up. Your turn is over. Come on. Your turn is over.
I was doing that to my sister the other day, playing Mario Party 9. I was like, girl, hit A. Hit A again. Come on, hit A one more time. Let's go. Hit A.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. So I've got some news. This just came in my email, actually.
What you got?
Max Seasons 1 and 2, Tales of Monkey Island, now on GOG.com. 60% off until July 3rd.
Woo!
Yes, I think I'm going to contact these people later. All right, so have that emergency adult diaper you've been hiding under your desk. Telltale's Laugh-tacular Adventures hit the GOG.com catalog today. As Sam and Max save the world, Sam and Max Beyond Time and Space Island will have you peeing yourself with glee. If the games themselves don't make you wet your pants, then perhaps the 60% off sale on all three games will. Until July 3rd, all three games will be on sale in a Welcome to GOG promotion for Telltale. For both Sam & Max games are just $11.99, while Tales of Monkey Island is $13.99. Yes. All right. So, again, this is over on GOG.com. Go play this game. If you've not played it, Sam & Max, epic. The most amazing, hilarious game. I could not put it down, and I'm pretty ADD with games. I had to play it all.
See, you and I are too much alike.
Seriously, I mean, if it's a good book or good game, I'm going to play it from start to finish, and you're not that.
Like, I don't even have to play it from start to finish. I don't. I sit down and I'm playing it for like 6 hours, and I get most of the way through, and then I just lose interest. It has to be really, really good for me to finish.
Yes. Left 4 Dead 2, the first two Halos, and Sam & Max. All three of those games right there, I played start to finish and did not stop until it was completely through. One whole day gone for Halos.
And Telltale Games has really been doing some good stuff lately. They're the ones who did the Walking Dead game, which we've been telling you, if you have not played, you are missing out on probably one of the best games of the year. I mean, fantastic game, The Walking Dead.
Yes. The Walking Dead was another one. Of course, I had to walk away from that one because I was screaming like a little girl. That one was scary.
Well, episode 2 out.
Laugh at, but no, that one was serious.
Yeah, they actually will scare you. If not scare you, you will be on the edge of your seat because you can't just, yeah. And nobody's game is the same. You can't, like, Ginger kept asking, what happened to you? I was like, we got two different things going on. I went left, you went right. I don't know what you're doing. And I didn't save Sally Jean. I let Sally Jean die because she was talking smack, but I did help her dad. And then, so, yeah.
So, I did, like, remembered what you chose, and it totally changed the outcome.
Changed the game based on whichever way you play, whichever way, who you decide to help, who you didn't. And just because you help everybody doesn't mean they're going to be nice to you later. Just keep that in mind when you start.
Exactly. Yes.
People are crazy in a zombie apocalypse. Okay. Speaking of zombie apocalypses, EA. You'll be the first to go. They're going to tell me, stop talking smack. Hey, you sent us one game 3 years, so you still get talked about. But anyway, BioWare announced today that Mass Effect 3, the extended cut, a piece of downloadable content available at no additional charge for you people out there. It's going to expand upon the ending to the Mass Effect trilogy, is now available today. Featuring new cinematic sequences and epilogue scenes, the Mass Effect 3 Extended Cut gives fans seeking further clarity into the final events of Mass Effect 3 deeper insight into how their personal journey concludes. To experience the Mass Effect 3 Extended Cut, fans will need to download the DLC and load their last save point in the game before the final mission on Earth. The Mass Effect 3 Extended Cut is available for download now on your Xbox Live, PlayStation Network in North America, and on Origin for you PC people. On July 4th, PlayStation 3 users in Europe only will be able to experience the Mass Effect 3 Extended Cut by downloading the DLC through the PlayStation Network. With Mass Effect 3 Extended Cut, they're hoping to deliver what so many of you have been bitching about, more answers, more clarity, and yes, I use the bitch word during the daytime because I'm irritated that they had to do this in the first place. It's supposed to give you more definitive resolution to your Mass Effect experience. That's from one Mr. or Miss Casey Hudson. I can't tell if it's man or woman. Casey's a unisex name. Casey's the executive producer of the Mass Effect series. So the team is excited for players to experience this final statement on the conclusion to the Mass Effect trilogy. The Mass Effect franchise is one of the most highly decorated series in the history of games, having earned over 250 awards from critics around the world. Mass Effect 3 launched March to universal critical acclaim, receiving over 90 perfect scores. For more information on Mass Effect, you know where to go, MassEffect.com. Now, you should also know this. You people that are getting yours from Origin or from Xbox Live or PlayStation, if you decide you're going to wait, you're playing something else, this offer available to get this content for free is only good until April 12, 2014. and it's valid whether Mass Effect 3, wherever Mass Effect 3 is sold. So you, as long as you got the game, you're good. You will have to have an Origin account to play and download. Mm-hmm. You cannot exchange it for something else. And it's sad that they have to say this. You cannot exchange it for something else. Blah, 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 blah. Void or prohibited tax. Blah, 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 blah. Full moon, wolf. Yeah, there you go. So this is horrible that they had to do this is the problem. This is one time where I say BioWare and EA are totally not at fault. You guys really, if you don't like a game, just don't play it. Don't start telling them they need to change. You don't ask a man to change his art.
Exactly, exactly.
You would never ask him to do that.
No, you wouldn't. But apparently these people are entitled to the ending of the game that they think they should have had.
I want the
help. You know, people, if you wanted the ending, you should have become a developer and made it your own darn self.
Holla.
Alright, so CCP announces new Dust 514 Mercenary Pack. Exclusive weapons and items, in-game currency, and guaranteed beta access. Today, CCP Games is proud to announce the brand new Mercenary Pack for its upcoming free-to-play massively multiplayer first-person shooter Dust 514, scheduled for release later this year exclusively on the PlayStation 3. The Mercenary Pack provides players with an arsenal of gear, game currency, and a booster to expand their opportunities on the battlefield. The pack also includes exclusive items, rewarding early adopters with uniquely styled armor and weapons, in addition to an all-access pass and closed beta running throughout the summer. Dust 514's first scheduled beta event begins this Thursday, June 28th, with more following every other weekend. By purchasing the Mercenary Pack, players are guaranteed access to every beta event and have exclusive access to the game on off weekends. Anyone interested in testing Dust 514 can also sign up at www.dust514.com/beta, where they will be chosen at random to participate. All participating players will receive a unique drop suit for each beta event to commemorate their time testing Dust 514. The Mercenary Pack offers a $50 USD value for a price of $19.99 USD and is now available on the PlayStation Network. Right, so what have we got? We've got 4,000 Arum, which is a $20 US value. That is the in-game currency for Dust 514. 30-day active skill booster, 30 gas. Anyways, increases earned skill points by 50%. I think they may have meant 30-day, I don't know. Dragonfly Scout drop suit, a uniquely designed armor with unlimited use, Toxin ICD-9 submachine gun with unlimited use and a custom skin, HK4M shotgun times 50, hacked drop uplink times 50, allows players to create on-spot spawn points for their teammates, focus grenades, 50 of those, 50 1.5 DN myofibril stimulant, offers players a temporary melee damage boost against other opponents. And last but not least, All Access Beta Pass allows players to participate in every beta event as well as additional play sessions during off weekends. Yay!
Yay!
All right, so if you've not heard about Dust 514, if you've been under a rock, Dust 514 works in EVE Online, their other MMO. You're going to be on the planet, EVE Online's in space. So, yeah.
Oh, can we shoot them from the planet is a question.
I don't know, but apparently whatever happens in EVE Online affects stuff that happens in 514 and vice versa.
Okay, whoever keeps sending me messages about Spider-Man, let me just tell you, I am not seeing the movie. I want nothing to do with that business.
Spider-Man,
anyway.
Spider-Man does whatever Spider-Man does.
I'm not pleased that they decided. You cannot, was that you we were talking about? You cannot reboot something that's not old enough to be rebooted. It wasn't dead
exactly.
In the first place.
I mean, come on, they just keep on making new ones every couple of years, and they just keep changing the story.
Well, this one,
like, really?
I know
how many other ways can it be reimagined?
Well, no, I don't even think this is a reimagining because we comic book geeks, if I'm not mistaken, you all will correct me, I'm quite sure, nobody ever knows what happened to Spider-Man's parents.
No.
It was never written in some of the comic book. They know he's just not an uncle for whatever the reasons. I don't know is it his mom's sister, brother? I don't really know. So I'm not liking it at all. And I don't like this guy for Spider-Man. I think he should have had some other role. I really don't like him for Spider-Man.
Exactly.
I don't like the person that's – I don't even know if she's Mary Jane. Who the hell knows who Emma Stone is playing? I do love Emma Stone.
I'm pretty sure she is going to be the new Mary Jane from what I was reading.
I don't like it. The only thing I have liked that I've seen about it is because I was watching Fashion Police. And I only watch Fashion Police because they follow us. They watch us. We watch them.
Yes.
But watching them, they color coordinated their outfits for the Spider-Man thing, and it was all the colors from Spider-Man, you know, but it was very pretty and fashionable. That's the only thing I liked. You can keep the rest. I don't want to see the movie. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not even going to watch it when it comes on TV, and that's how disgusted I am. Stop rebooting stuff and messing it up.
I know, because they do it, what, every 3 years or so?
Well, no, this is not that they're doing it every 3 years. This is what they're saying, a reboot. A reboot generally means, as I understand it, that the people that are doing it are too old to do it. It has been at least 10 years, 10 to 15, 20 years since the original was done.
Yeah.
This has been how long? Three, four years at max?
Yeah.
This is not a reboot. This is just you all doing something crazy. And it doesn't work the same way as it does with Snow White. Snow White's an old fairy tale, and you can reimagine it 50 different ways. Remember, there are 50 different versions of it because the original Snow White is much more disgusting and evil than the ones that we all got as a kid. Mm-hmm. If you've ever never read the Brothers Grimm, don't read them to your kids. Those fairy tales are not nice.
No. The original fairy tales are not cute, people. They're not cute.
No, Disney made them.
Hell, if you ever sit down and listen to the little rhymes that your kids are singing,
ooh, what is it? What about The Ring Around the Rosie? That's about the Black Plague, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got the other one.
Setting people on fire.
Something about Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and kids. It's his wife was sleeping around on him, sleeping around. So he cuts her up and puts her in a pie or something. He buries her in the garden, more or less.
Exactly. So you all need to be afraid. Be afraid.
Yes.
All right. We have got a little bit of time left, so I'm going to squeeze this one in. Apparently, you parents out there are not, yet again, we have to harp on this, not watching what your kids are doing online.
Uh-oh.
According to a study done by McAfee Antivirus, or a survey done that said, if you're a parent, you have no idea how bad your kids can get. A recent survey from Internet Security and McAfee Together charted the disconnect between unruly internet-addicted teens and the parents who try and fail miserably to police them. The core result of this study is that parents are overwhelmed by the internet, a disadvantage that their internet-savvy, digitally native teenagers use to hide all sorts of unbecoming internet activities. The numbers are sobering. More than half of the teens say they know how to hide their online behavior from their parents, and 71% of them admit to doing just that. A lot of these measures are surprisingly unsophisticated. Only 16% of parents, for example, are aware that their kids minimize browser windows to hide their activities when their parents enter the room, which 46% of kids say they do. Kids also know the age-old trick of clearing their browser history, a tactic known to only 17% of you parents out there. Another common concealment method includes deleting instant message conversations using a smartphone instead of a computer, using private browsing features, and creating duplicate social network profiles. Parents aren't entirely dumb. 56% say they know their kids are capable of hiding their activities. Strangely, in spite of this awareness, only 23% of parents are aware that their kids visit sites that parents disapprove of. And what are these kids looking at? A third of them say they intentionally access pornography online. 43% say they access violent content. Those numbers are fun to toss around, but what's most surprising is the number of kids who do things with consequences that extend beyond the internet. The biggest surprise? Half of kids admitted to accessing or hacking into a peer's social network account. What with things like hacking, we're talking about severe consequences simply because of kids messing around, Holditch said. In another significant example, 1 in 10 teens admitted to meeting someone in person whom they talked to online. A similarly significant number of teenagers admitted to illegally downloading music and movies. So do you think that kids think about the long-term consequences when they do these things? No, just like when they eat a cookie and you told them not to eat it before dinner. Mm-hmm. And the parents have no idea where to start. You know,
we told you, parents. I don't care if your child is a teenager and you're thinking, you know, they need space. No. There's one thing, you know, about reading the child's diary and I don't ever suggest doing unless you actually think something's going on. Mm-hmm. Have good reason to suspect it. But the internet is not safe. It's not for children. It is the Wild Wild West. It is dangerous. Yes, I understand. You're like, but it's the internet. How can it be dangerous? It's not physical. It is dangerous.
Let me just tell you.
And you're letting your child... Oh,
I have been on the phone with parents. Y'all know I have many jobs. Tech support. And I have had the kid... talking over the parent and me trying to help them fix something. And I have had to tell them, you need to tell, how old is that child? 14. You telling me you better leave the room now. I want to talk to you. And you should know how to do this as a parent. And a lot of this stems from, unfortunately, again, I'm going to bring it back to, we have no mainstream media that involves technology. We have people that do the news, and they're supposed to cover events going on in your city, and that somebody got murdered at 5th and Lexington, and there's a murderer on the loose. But what we don't have is anybody covering the internet, things that are going on. When I did the class for the Girl Scouts, do you know nobody in the room knew who Anonymous was?
Are you kidding me?
They didn't know who Volsec was. And
what?
And I'm not saying Anonymous does a whole bunch of illegal stuff. I'm sure they do, and sometimes they do good stuff. But the thing is, to not know who they are means there's a whole part of a community that there's a whole sect of population has no idea about, which makes you a big walking target to get your things taken. So we, guys.
I mean, seriously, all right, I'm going to compare this. You're walking down the street. It's dark. There are some curious, scary characters out there. And you're like, da-da-da-da-da, I have blinders. I see nothing. I don't see any of them.
That's pretty much what's
going on. And they're reaching around, taking your wallet, touching you, screwing with you.
And
I don't see it. I don't see it.
That's because the media does not. A lot of them are tech dumb, unfortunately. Two things we advise you all to do. Make sure you share your Gamer Girls Radio link with everybody that you know. The bigger we get, the bigger your voice gets, because everybody else, unfortunately, not doing live podcasts. We are the only one that I know of does a live news podcast, and we try to cover everything. We only have an hour. But share with everybody. The bigger our voice gets, the bigger yours gets, and the less chance we have of this happening to your grandmother getting her things taken. There's lots of grandmas on the internet now, but they have no idea how it works. It's a scary thing to talk to some of these older women.
But they told me if I just give them my credit card number.
Yes. And you may think it's funny when we tell you, but when it's your grandma and she's lost her house and she's lost her car and she's living with you, and then you can't look at your porn as a grown adult because your grandma's in the house, think about that. There's repercussions that happen, all because
exactly.
She doesn't know. So make sure you share your link, share the link with everybody. Two, those of you who got kids and you just kind of listen to us at work, because I know a few of you, you'd like to listen to us, you're not really techie, you better catch up with.
Yes, exactly.
Stop handing the phone to them when you call for tech support. Don't let them have the computer. And I also grew up in a household where, you know, when you get privacy, when you start paying bills up in here, when you have your own house, that's when you get privacy. When you're living with me, it is a dictatorship, not a democracy. I can come in your room. I can search, seize, warrant, whatever I want to do until you are out of this house.
Exactly.
You don't need your own private computer. Matter of fact, Baby Nature's computer is in the office with me, and I'm always over the shoulder. What are you doing? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And that's the way it should be, because internet is not a safe place. It's not a playground, people.
Yes, so we had to get on our soapbox today. Anyway, it's time for us to get out of here, believe it or not.
Yes.
And you can catch us later on tonight for Pixinista. Some of you guys out there, you're not sure how to dress. We've had this. I think we had a show similar to this a couple weeks ago. We're going to take it into the realm of Second Life, but it will also help you for real. Remember, we were talking about you need to know how to put it together. You find the hottest chick either in the virtual world or on the street, and you say, look, come dress me because I really don't know what I'm doing. And we're not saying you need Armani. You can dress nice from Target, and you will capture the girls. Because, you know, you can be geek, and we like you, but we like you a whole lot better if you're a geek and you're dressed, you got style.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Just saying. Anyway, we see you tonight about 9:30. Make sure you're around somewhere hanging out with us in our chat room.
We'll show you awesome stuff. Show you how to get hot, for sure.
Very, very cheap. See y'all guys later.